we noticed an interesting news item today from Oklahoma City, where last week a high school was switching out chalkboards for whiteboards and ended up unearthing some incredible pieces of history, hidden chalkboards with lessons on them from 1917 and almost perfectly preserved. Sherry Reed is a math teacher there at Emerson High School. Sherry, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, and you were one of the first people to see these chalkboards when they were discovered. What was it like to see these things and realize what you were looking at?
Oh, it was just incredible. The drawings are like pristine, and they look like they were drawn yesterday. And you just look at the beautiful colors and the math work that was on the board. And then you look at the calendar and it said December 1917. Hmm. And you're like, oh, my gosh, this is almost 98 years old, almost 800 years old.
Well, and we'll link to some photos of this at our website, hereandnow.org. But describe some of the other things. There was a weird little timetable.
Yes, there was a multiplication circle that were in the process of trying to figure out what did they do with it and how did they use it. Because none of us have used that particular method of multiplication before. And then there looks like a math ladder or math step they may have used for some of their calculations. And they had three-digit multiplication on one board. And it's actually in four different rooms. And so each one portrayed the Thanksgiving holiday that they had just finished celebrating. And we feel like it's kind of like a time capsule, that it was a message from history telling us this is what our lives were like. And one of the funny things is on their words of the day, they had vocabulary words up, and one of them was whoa, like you would say to your horse, you know, whoa. And the fact that that would be a vocabulary word is just incredible. You know, it was just fascinating, not everything that we saw on the boards.
Well, and when you look at what they said about the pilgrims, I'm reading off the chalkboard here in this cursive. It says, the pilgrims lived long ago in England. The English king would not let them go to their own churches. The pilgrims said, we will go to Holland. The pilgrims said, our children will grow up like Dutch children.
I think they were doing it as kind of a history lesson to talk about, you know, the religious freedom that brought them to America in the first place. But when you think about it in that respect, in 1917, Oklahoma would have only been a state for 10 years. And so they were just as much pilgrims or pioneers of their time as the pilgrims were. So that would have been a great lesson to say, hey, you know, this is how you relate to the pilgrims. You're just like pilgrims because you're coming to a brand new state and new frontier. And our school actually sits on a homestead that was part of the original 1989 land run.
But pretty incredible to be discovering that.
It is. It's just like, I feel like we've unearthed cave drawings or unearthed like King Tut's tomb and a new mural in his tomb. You know, it's an archaeological find that's just incredible.
That's Sherry Reed, who's a math teacher at Emerson High School in Oklahoma City. And again, we'll show you some of the photos of these chalkboards at hereandnow.org. Sherry Reed, thank you so much.
And thank you. Thank you for your interest. We appreciate it.